Hey everybody, welcome to another Manga of the Month episode. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan, and we are from ReverseThieves.com. If you would like to suggest any other titles that we might want to look at for Manga of the Month, or put in your two cents on any previous Manga of the Month, maybe you, Kate or I got you to watch something or read something super cool, contact us at ReverseThieves@gmail.com or go to our Manga of the Month section on our cool Discord, where you can also see images that Kate puts up of all the manga that are in Manga of the Month.
Yeah, I like to post some interiors there, and as I continue reading some of the series, like if they're an ongoing series that I've chosen for Manga of the Month, sometimes I'll like post new stuff from like recent volumes just to, you know, kind of hype it up again. So this month, Blue Box by Koji Miura is our manga of the month. So this is a sports slash romance series that runs in Weekly Shonen Jump. And shockingly, it's not really like fan service-y or like lewd or anything like that.
I feel like every once in a while, Shonen Jump dips its toes into doing a Shonen Sunday style romance. And, but like, this is the one that actually seems to have succeeded. You know, people have said this in the past. It might be like common knowledge now, but like, it's very interesting that, you know, now that we get the, you know, the Shonen Jump app, but we get so many of the Shonen Jump shows, we get to see all the shows that like last like less than a year, all the titles in Shonen Jump that like last less than a year. So I was like, I was a little surprised, if not, but pleasantly surprised that like Blue Box lasted this long for being a kind of Sunday-esque romance and jump.
Yeah, and it's definitely a shonen romance. Like I think it's coming at it from that sort of, I guess, those tropes or like that angle on it. And it's about Taiki, who is a high schooler, and he is on the badminton team, and he's still kind of green at it, but he's really becomes dedicated to it very early on in the series. And part of that is being inspired by Chinatsu, who is the girl that he has fallen for. And she is older than him, and she is on the basketball team. And so she's like really dedicated. So he sort of becomes inspired. They like inspire each other, mm-hmm. To push each other forward in their sports. And wouldn't be a shonen romance without a like super random trope. So they start living together because Chinatsu's family is moving away, but she's like very close to her team is very close to like getting into nationals and like doing something big. So she starts staying with family friends who are Taiki's parents.
And of course, there are also other little complications of romantic rivals and, just sports drama as well. So it's not, I would say that it's pretty fairly balanced between being a sports series and a romance series. It's not like a slam dunk where it's like, and it's like two books. They're like, what is romance? It's all about the sports. Or one of the, even a lot of the, like, you know, who's the touch guy? His name is like
Adachi.
A lot of the Adachi series, like, sometimes, like, you definitely, especially at points, you feel like the, like, sport can fall away and, like, the romance can take center stage. Although he tends to have the thing of, like, peaks of romance, peak of sport, peak of romance, peak of sport. I feel like Blue Box, no offense to Adachi, we both really like him, but I do feel like it's a little more consistent on both of those being present at all times. Like, there are little peaks here and there, of course, obviously, you know. There are going to be, like, a few chapters in a row that are very romance or sports related, but it's a lot less, like, where the sports or where the romance at?
Yeah, and I think it does a good job of doing both, which is really nice to see. Like, I don't think it really diminishes either. You know, like, oh, if you're trying to do too many things. But in this case, I mean, I don't think you get as high of highs on the sports side. Mm-hmm. At least not yet, but maybe that is to come in the series, you know. But, like, you still get, I think, like, you know, that excitement for, like, a loss or when, you know, the heartbreak of the that's going on. Like, I feel like it's still got all that emotional stuff from the sport. It's not just a backdrop for the romance.
Well, I think also one of the things is that, like, I forgot the names, but the girl is very clearly, like, top of her game. Like, you know, she's, like, you know, like you said, her team is close to nationals. You always feel like she is, you know, really, like, at the height of her sport, almost like she's the seinen hero, whereas our protagonist definitely, like, does a lot of... He is not the same Batman player at the beginning of the series as he is where we, you know, currently are in the series. So he definitely, like, goes from, like, passionate, but maybe, like, still not fully at his height to, you know, getting better as, you know, basically through his own passion and kind of his relationship with his romantic interest.
You sort of mentioned it before, Al, briefly, but I just have to give this series such a hand for, like, a great cast. Not a bad one in the bunch. And, in fact, even romantic, I'd say, complications or rivalries are actually all genuinely good, at least thus far, in my opinion. Like, I do think that this is a story about Taiki and Chinatsu, so I don't, like, if you're going in and thinking that maybe, oh, maybe he's gonna end up with Hina or whatever, like, I mean, I actually don't hate that, is the thing. Like, it's a miracle to me to have a love, I would call that a love triangle,
yeah,
that I don't just despise one of these people. So that's really refreshing. And also just, like, the friends, the friends are good friends. Everybody has, I think, really, like, unique personalities and distinct points of view, even though there's tropes in here. Like, I really appreciated even like Taiki's sort of friend rival senpai on the badminton team and, like, his relationship with his girlfriend, and, like, there's just, like, really great ancillary characters, ancillary relationships, and they all add up to, like, I just don't feel like there's somebody in here that's there to be, like, the villain or, like, the foil on purpose.
Well, like, even the girl from her old basketball team isn't, like, the villain. Like, she definitely has, like, you know, a complicated story with the sports and, you know, but she isn't there to be...
Yeah, I just feel like everybody feels very thoughtfully crafted. And then also, in terms of the romance itself, you know, I think it's very earnest, it's very sweet, it's pretty wholesome. I do think that, like, they're living together, and so, like, I feel like it could go so pervy so quickly, and this series really does not do that, and I appreciate that. Obviously, I personally would probably not be reading it so much if that was happening, but I do think even though that's true, I feel like they occasionally acknowledge that, like, these are teenagers and, like, the situation is complicated. And that's all, I feel like that's all we need to know. I can't overstate that Taiki is such a good boy. He is a really great guy. And I feel like Ah, how refreshing. A shonen romance where the main character feels like he deserves things and love and, like, respect from other people and the readers. And, like, he's just, like, I feel like he fits in with the very popular, like, good boy of shonen fighting and stuff like that right now. So I feel like he's just, like, an extension of that into, like, the sports and romance series, which I am very happy for.
So, Kate, what's the name of the series with the girls badminton? We, you know, like...
Hanebado?
Yeah. If you would have caught... Well, I can imagine. Like, I never thought about it before, but, like, a Hanebado Blue Blocks crossover.
I mean... They are pretty intense. Like, I don't even know. I don't think that the badminton in Blue Box gets to the heights of Hanebado. Also, like, nobody's mom is, like, forcing them for, like, years.
like, engaging in long-term psychological warfare against their own child.
Yeah. None of that is happening here. I feel like stakes are much lower. So Blue Box is up to volume 7 in English. If you are a Shonen Jump subscriber, you can actually just read the whole thing for free on the Shonen Jump app. And it's still currently running in Japan and doing well, and it's into double digit books at this point. So yeah, I think this is a great one for fall. I don't know why, something about it says fall to me, even though there's literally nothing about it that is fall in any way. But yeah, so I think this is a great one to pick up, and I'm really curious to hear what other people think of it. And, you know, if I feel like I just don't read a lot of shonen romance that really appeals to me personally, so this was just very, like, a nice surprise and really refreshing.
Just because you don't like titties, Kate.
I mean, I do, but, like, not to the extent that's, like, no, some two love rue or like that's there are extremes. Okay, there's a spectrum. Okay?
I was about to say, if you're into two lover, you have, what do you call it? You just want an overabundance of all the pieces of the female anatomy.
Well, and that's also what I associate most, like, shonen, weekly Shonen Jump romances. Maybe not all to, like, the extreme of two lover, but much more, like, fan servicey, etc. So that's, like you said, Al, I feel like this one feels like a little bit of a different flavor.